What do you call bread that's made out of cornmeal?
Cornbread.
Okay. And what are some other things that people make out of cornmeal in the kitchen?
Chicken dressing. Stuff like that.
Okay. What besides dressing?
What
else besides dressing do people make out of it?
Well, cornbread, that's all.
What about, let's see, you use cornmeal, you make it into a little ball and then cook it in pot liquor with turnip greens or something?
You take it on, get you some eggs and chip up the chicken and put the onion thing in and mix it up, put it in a pan, put it in a stove and let it bake that. All the chicken dress.
That sounds good.
It's good too.
Well, now what about let's see, what about if you make it up in a little ball and you're frying fish, and after you finish frying the fish you fry a little ball of cornmeal in the stuff, you know what I'm talking about?
That's called let me see, hush puppy.
Okay. And what about if you're cooking turnip salad or something and you make a same kind of little ball, and when the turnips are just about done, or when the greens are just about done, you put one of these little balls in there with the greens. And what do you call that? You have a name for that? Do you ever have it like that?
I have it like that, but I don't.
You don't have a name for it? Well, have you heard people talk about corn dumplings or corn dodgers? Like that? Well, now what would those be?
In the, you know, where you make pot liquor and put them in that dumpling.
Okay. Well, now have you heard people call them dodgers? And were those the same as the dumplings or the hush puppies?
The same. The hush puppies, that's what the fish.
Uh-huh.
And eat the dumplings, they put it in pot liquor.
Uh-huh. Okay. But they're made up the same way, pretty much. Okay. What do you call cornbread that's cooked in the ashes of a fire?
Ashes.
Yeah, have you ever seen people make that?
My daddy used to make it, not but.
Now, how did he make it?
Just take him and make it up, you know, cornbread, and, you know, roll it up like that. And clean it out, place in the ashes like a baked potato, and put it in there and cover it up.
What do you cover it up with?
Ashes.
Oh, uh-huh.
And let it stay there so long, then it'd be done. You take it out, you know how long it stayed. Long, we used to worry him so that he'd take it up and spit on it. Well, it's so big.
Well, do you think it tasted better that way than it does when you make it on the stove?
It did.
Uh-huh. Did he make it up in big loaves or in pones or had?
In a pone, like.
Uh-huh. In little ones? Little pieces? Uh-huh.
Hey, he spit on it. Keep up big.
The smart man.
He's so old.
What do you call soft cornbread that's served in a bowl with a spoon?
What's that?
Soft cornbread that you serve in a bowl with a spoon. Don't have that.
I like that.
Okay.
What?
What about if you take cornmeal and put it in either boiling water or milk, and just cook it a little bit, cook it kind of like you do grits, and then you take it out and you eat it while it's still soft. What do you call that?
I can't think. I know, but I can't think now.
Well, now if you heard people talk about mush or kush.
That's right, be kush. Call it kush.
Well, now, when you eat kush, what do you eat with it?